I'm being joined by Hampton Dumont Cal Activities Director Christy Weiser, talking about the Coaches versus Cancer events coming up here this weekend at Hampton Dumont Cal High School and surrounding areas here as well throughout town. Christy, thanks for taking a little bit of time. A few different events I want to touch on. Let's talk about the silent auction, first of all. I understand you're going to be gathering a whole bunch of items. Tell me a little bit about what's going on with this.
Yeah, we have a variety of businesses, both in Sheffield, Hampton, Dumont, Cal, all the areas that have donated a variety of items to us, actually, to be auctioned off during a silent auction that'll start at 2 o'clock on Saturday and will continue through the end of the first quarter of the boys' varsity game, which starts at 7:30. So probably right about 7:45 it'll close down.
And what kind of items are people able to still, submit items to be auctioned off for that?
Yeah, if we have local businesses that want to donate items, they can get a hold of me. They can send me an email or call the high school and get a hold of me, and then I'll connect them with our student council representatives, and we'll get it all set up. And we're happy to collect more donations for that. So.
And I understand the district's ProStart group is going to be serving the food for this event as well. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so last year we kind of dove right in and we did food trucks with our Bulldog Cafe class when we hosted on Friday, and then we did a VIP room when we hosted on Saturday. So we only host on Saturday this year. And so talked with Katie Trosky, who was our long-term sub first semester, and then Emma Poppy, who is our current FCS teacher and our ProStart class, working with them. You can buy some food. You can actually pre-order online if you'd like. But we've got some buffalo chicken dip and chips, mini chocolate chip cookies. There's charcuterie cups and dirt cups all available for sale. And that'll start at 2 o'clock. Those kids have been working a lot on those. It's always nice when Pro starts cooking. The building smells great. The food tastes great. So definitely something you'll want to check out. It's kind of our Pro Starts first food item they're selling this year. So kind of cool to get that going again.
And then a new event this year, something that'll be visible all around town, is the coloring contest. Tell me a little bit about what's going on with this.
Yeah, Lisa with Franklin County Relay for Life. She's in her first year, and she's brought some great ideas to the table that we've been able to capitalize on. And one of those is community-wide coloring contest. I believe ages 3 through 5th grade. I might be wrong on that top grade, but they, before Christmas break, we got coloring sheets out to all of our daycare elementaries. Kids submitted those. Our honorary caretaker nominees and our honorary chair for our youth juvenile cancer, their families judged them, chose winners, and we'll announce those winners. Those winners will be admitted to the game free on Saturday. Very excited. But if you go around downtown in any of the communities, Sheffield, Hampton, Coulter, Latimer, Dumont, you'll see the coloring sheets hanging in the windows. So it's a very, very cool thing that's super visible, and we appreciate the local businesses, and great idea on Lisa's part.
And you had mentioned some of the youth cancers as being kind of a focus for this year's event, right? Is that going to be kind of what some of the info packets, some of the displays you have, is it all going to be kind of focused on that, or what's that going to look like?
I think the most notable thing that you'll see with the juvenile cancer is Oz Guerrero, who is our youth chair, I guess, honorary chair. He's been battling cancer for a few years now. He and his family are represented. He designed the superhero that is on our NCC Fights Cancer and our Coaches versus Cancer shirt. So when you see those shirts, when you see any of the logos, that design was done by him. So we've kind of geared things around that a little bit. It's tough. Cancer's tough on everybody, but when you see little kids, that's a whole different level of tough.
Your student council is going to be more involved with the event this year. What's that been looking like so far?
Our student council is completely spearheaded the silent auction, along with working with West Fork's Student Council and National Honor Society to put together caretaker bags that we will be donating. So Jackson Rue, Elian Trevino, Marin Subert, Alexis Sosa, Leslie Prawley Osborne, our student council supervisor, Ashley Sears, and West Fork, they have all kind of spearheaded the silent auction for sure, and the caretaker bags. So very excited and super proud of the work that those guys have done to make this event great.
And you had mentioned the student council collaborating with West Fork, but that goes to the district as a whole, getting together for this event, right? You guys are hosting it, but working with West Fork to get this all put together, right? Tell me what that collaboration has been like over the years and how you guys are able to continue to put on this event, year after year together.
I think it's a great statement that both districts have made this event a priority when it hasn't always been easy. I mean, we have a lot going on that day in our district. Their conference has a whole week of kind of coaches versus cancer things, but they've made this a priority as well. So it's great. I very much appreciate it. I've had a couple meetings with Tyler Borchert, the AD at West Fork, and he's been fantastic to work with. Just the collaboration, the unification of supporting people going through this, and cancer affects all of us in one way, shape or form, whether it be you just know someone or you've gone through it personally. So I appreciate greatly the work and the collaboration and the intentionality with both districts to make this a priority every year.
And it is important to note as well that the districts are profiting nothing off of this event, right? Tell me about where those proceeds are donated to.
Yeah, every penny raised will go towards the American Cancer Society. The NCC Fights Cancer, the North Central Conference, celebrating our 100th year this year, made this a priority a couple of years ago as well. So Friday night when we're at Clear Lake, there will be some celebratory things going on there as well, just raising funds for the American Cancer Society. And then Saturday, we've got a Chuck-a-Duck donation competition. We'll do some bucket runs, the silent auction, ProStart, all of the profit from the items they sell. Every penny will go towards Franklin County Relay for Life and American Cancer Society. So again, just a great testament to both of our districts and the North Central Conference for making this a priority.
All right. Well, is there anything that we haven't touched on yet that you'd like folks to be aware of regarding this weekend?
Well, I think one thing, if you haven't gotten to see our dance team or West Fork's dance team, they will be performing at halftime of the boys' varsity game. And both, state winners and great athletes performing. So that's a really cool thing that they've had some rehearsals. Very, very excited to have them do that. The cheerleaders will be doing the bucket runs. One of the coolest parts of this event, I think, that if you're there for the varsity girls game, between the varsity girls game and the varsity boys game, we have all of the teams. This year we will have our honorary chairs, we'll have our coloring contest winners, we'll take a large group photo. And then super excited, Nikki Donenworth in our publications class is going to put together some posters with that. So just great opportunities to see people coming together to support each other through something that can be really, really hard.
All right, and is there a place online where people can find more information or a schedule or anything like that?
The ProStart information was just posted on our Hampton Dumont High School Facebook page today. The schedule will get posted out there tomorrow so that people can see. There's an event page that you can find for Saturday. We'll get more information shared out through that. I know West Fork's sharing it out through their social medias. If you look at our student council Instagram page, there's information on there. So all kinds of social media opportunities to see that.
All right, well, that's Hampton Dumont Cal Activities Director Christy Weiser. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us. We're excited.